Okay, welcome everybody to the meeting of the San Rafael Special Service District. It's July 16th, 2024, 2 o'clock PM. We're at the Commission Chamber, 75 East Main Street, Castledale, Utah. We'll open the meeting with agenda item number one, approval of meeting minutes from May 21st, 2024 meeting.
I move to approve the meeting minutes from the May 21st, 2024 meeting.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of the May 21st San Rafael Special Service District meeting. All in favor? Leonard?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Sitra, aye. Approval of bills to be paid and accounting report of the San Rafael Special Service District. The total of the bills today is $3,705.40.
That does not include employee benefits. We have invoices for them, but I didn't include them in that total because those will, the ones, if they were included, that would be for August coverage. And I don't know that we need that.
I'd move to approve the bills, $3,705.40.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve paying the bills in the amount of $3,705.40. All in favor? Jensen?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sitra, aye. Number three, discuss, approve, deny, agreed upon procedures report.
This is our audit for 2023. We were under the state's threshold for needing a full audit, so it was just an agreed upon procedures report. Everything was fine. There were like three notes of things that would normally be required and were missing. The 2023 fraud risk assessment wasn't signed and approved in meeting and uploaded to the state for 2023. The other was some board member trainings and things that weren't completed in 23. We didn't have a records officer that had completed grandma training for 2023. I let them know that when we received them, we just had our legal counsel do them, but they said you have to have a appointed records officer that completes the grandma training. So those were the only exceptions, is what they call them on here. Other than that, it was fine.
So it says discuss, approve, deny. Are we more just accepting?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if we deny it, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So, I move that we accept the 2023 procedure report.
I'll second to accept as well.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second to accept the 2023 procedures report / audit. All in favor? Jensen?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sitra, aye. Item four, discuss, approve, deny the URS rates for our entity for fiscal year 7/1/24 through 6/30/25. We have this on here, but I don't know if we want to approve it just in case or if we want to table it, because hopefully we won't have any employees after this month, so I don't know what you want to do. We can approve it and for no use, or we can table it either way.
And I apologize. What is URS?
Utah Retirement.
Paying benefits for those guys at the research center.
Okay.
So hopefully we won't pay any more benefits, but you can approve the rates if you want, and then it just won't matter, or we can table it either way.
It might be a good idea to table it. Just to see where we're at, but I'm okay if we do something else. Or if we approve it, I guess we're okay. I'll motion to table until our next meeting.
I'll second that.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to table item number four until a future meeting. All in favor? Jensen?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sitra, aye. Item five, discussion on status of the process in transitioning the San Rafael Energy Research Center to OED. I made phone calls today trying to get somebody that would tell us exactly where it is as of today, and haven't been able to get either one of them to call back yet. So I don't know where we're at on the status. The employees at the research center seem to think it's a done deal and they don't work for us anymore, that they work for the state. The state has not told us that. So I really don't know where we're at. We've left messages with Debbie and with Harry Hansen. I'm waiting on phone calls back, but as of this meeting right now, I really don't know where we're sitting. With that lease that we signed with them, I know things are moving, but I think they're moving extremely slow because they never have got a new director for the Office of Energy yet. So
do you want, we have invoices to pay employee benefits that were, they're prepared but not included in the total that was presented. Do we need to pay them for August coverage? Do you want us to, do you want Mary and I to start the process of ending employee benefits?
Why? Hey, can I interject? Janelle actually looked into it at our office, at URS, and they're showing that they're, it looks like they've transferred to the state, at least to like URS and the other accounts for payroll.
Okay.
If that helps you guys.
That helps a lot. We haven't been able to get an answer today, so that, we didn't know that for sure. So if their benefits and the payroll has transferred, then that's a good thing.
Yeah. I think if they work for the state, which it would be, they are, I think we don't pay these the benefits and such.
No, there's no sense paying it if they're actually already being covered somewhere else.
Yep.
So do you want Mary and I to start terminating benefits effective July 1st, see if they'll, if they backtrack or if we, if it, how that works?
I don't know. I, after Jaron making his snide little comments and stuff, it's tempting to do that, but I would almost rather, if we've already paid July, just let it go and never pay another one and let them, just to make sure their coverage, there's no gap. But what everybody wants to do, to be fair. He made comments about not working for Emory County, didn't know why we were still keeping him on, so it's tempting to just tell him, never mind, you're not on, but if they had a medical problem or something, I don't know what we would do to him. So whatever everybody would like to do, I don't care one way or the other, the way they act. So we can see if they would reimburse July back, or we can just not pay August and let it end at the end of this month.
It makes me kind of wonder if the, if something were to happen, if they are working for the state now, it would, is there a deductible? I guess I don't know, would it cost us money potentially if they were to stay on, or to be just cut off the 1st of July? It has me a little bit concerned on money.
I don't know if they'd go back to July, but if they called URS tomorrow, they might end it as of tomorrow.
As tomorrow. I'm okay with like ending it tomorrow, just because of the cost, and if you're not working,
don't ask about going back to July 1st, effective July 1st, just as of now.
Well, if we knew exactly that the state had was had covered them July 1st, we could do that. But we haven't been able to get a call back. I think it would be safer to just terminate tomorrow or today. But if the state would have got back with us and said yes, they were covered July 1st, I think we could ask for it back.
So when I email Mary, we're just terminating effective now, not trying to backtrack, just as of now.
Unless we want to make a motion that if we hear from the state that they were covered July 1st, we go try to get our money back. We can word to, we can do something that way. If everybody agrees, then we can hopefully still hear back from the state the next day or two, where we get messages on their voicemails. If we find out they have been covered since July 1st, we could ask.
And I'm okay with that too.
I mean, it's what, $3,000 bucks?
Yeah, it's probably
a month to cover those two, so we're probably getting $1,500 back, which this is we'll get it back if we can. If not, cancel as of tomorrow and call it good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would assume that the state would probably reimburse us if they got double paid, but I'd rather get reimbursed. Well, just depends on if they take the state's money or our money to cover them. I don't know what to do here either until it's confirmed that they're for sure under URS, but Melanie mentioned that, so.
Well, and this is even like health and dental and vision. This is all those benefits because we pay them a month ahead. So like right now, if we were paying them today, that's for August coverage. So in June, we paid for July coverage. But I don't know that we had employees for any of July because they're telling us July 1st they worked for the state. So we might have a full month's worth of fringe benefits that should be reimbursed to us.
Well, gotcha. Okay.
Well, and I think, too, we're all in agreement, maybe, you know, to cut it off now. But if we find out they were covered, to try to retrieve it back. That's my understanding, too. So
that's what I would agree to.
Okay.
We can get back what we can, but we need to be honest. If they utilized, I mean, if we were their coverage for any time at all, then we just have to write it off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Item 6, board member comments. Jordan?
Nope, I don't have anything other than just do our best to follow up with the state to get on the same page, but that's all I have. We'll see what I can do to help on that end as well.
Okay, Mr. Jansen?
I don't have anything.
Okay, nor do I. Item number 7, motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Okay, we're adjourned. Thank you.